A Las Vegas man is under arrest and now facing state and federal charges. He's accused of carrying out a Molotov cocktail attack on Tesla vehicles at a Tesla service center last week. Investigators arrested 36-year-old Paul Hyun Kim on Wednesday. They believe he damaged five Teslas just before 3 a.m. on March 18th by firing Molotov cocktails and bullets at the vehicles. The incident was one of the recent high-profile acts of vandalism on Tesla locations and vehicles around the country, targeting the company, run by CEO Elon Musk. Musk heads the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, which has been responsible for massive spending and job cuts. CNBC reports there have been at least 80 cases of vandalism or arson of Tesla vehicles in the United States and Canada. The FBI is now terming it domestic terrorism and has launched a task force to address the attacks. The criminal complaint says authorities used surveillance video to identify Kim as the suspect in the Las Vegas attack. The video shows a Hyundai leaving the scene, as well as evidence including bullet fragments and cell phone tower records. It also says Kim filed an insurance claim a few hours after the attack, claiming that the tires on his car had been slashed and that his car had been stolen, then recovered. However, police reports had no record of Kim notifying police that his car had been stolen or recovered. In addition, the complaint indicates a search of Kim's home turned up a backpack with pink paint, a hoodie, gun parts, an AR-style rifle, an AK-style rifle, and a handgun. There was also a handwritten note on the route to be used to leave the area. In an interview with Fox News, Musk reacted to the arrest, calling Tesla a peaceful company. Elon Musk said, "What's happening is they are being fed propaganda by the far left, and they believe it. It's unfortunate. The real problem is, it's not the crazy guy who firebombs a Tesla dealership. It's the people pushing the propaganda that caused that guy to do it. Those are the real villains here, and we are going to go after them. And the president's made it clear we're going to go after them. The ones providing the money, the ones pushing the lies and propaganda, we are going to go after them." Federal prosecutors in Las Vegas have charged Kim with arson and unlawful possession of an unregistered firearm.